Yesterday we learned nice Torah about Zoyra. And we were Falpel, Hinin Tzirik. Kitsa, we said, is Zoyra the Maisa of Beirer, but through different means, Psalos and Eichel. Or is it the Maisa of Zoyra? Okay. Is Zoyra like Beirer, or is Zoyra Psananda Zach? Sanch Tamit Psalos and Eichel. Yeah, in the aside of the Malach is the aside of Malach the Maisa Zaira, or the aside of Malach is the Maisa Bayer that comes from the Zaira. And Bemis, again, I don't want to chazer, but we said we spoke from the Yerushalmi, it's Mam Shafin Azach. That's the Shakla Vitaria between the Mishnah Bura and right? Because Mishnah Bura says that by Roik, there's no Psylus, and there's no Eichel, there's no Hafradas Psylus and Eichel. And you need to be Daimel Bayer. Mam says a Klar the Bialacha from Rabbi Kiva Eger. So you see that the Yerushalmi held not like that. It's not doim l'bayir. Okay, that's what Megaret Nech. Now I want Halacha l'maisa today a little bit. So first of all, in the Yerushalmi, I still hold strongly, Haroikik beruach. And if there's no ruach, there's nothing what to talk about. So babayis, there's nothing what to talk about.
What are we talking about?
I'm sorry. He's asking that also.
He holds that Babayis is no problem. So
his whole insight is that every ruach could be comparable. There's no ruach there.
Oh, so he says Babayis. Okay, no, so let's try to do one thing. Let's try not to. I said, he said. I guess as I then it's not shaykh for me to what should
really?
I do?
We just say what you're talking about.
Yes. Spitting? Okay. Haroikik beruach is the last drama in Shin Yutes. Hagah. Haroikik beruach b'Shabbos v'ruach mefazer haroik chayiv mishum zayrim. So the first thing that I want to be metayik is haroikek the ruach. It has to be baruach.
What's the wind doing to the spit?
The wind is being mefazer. It says clearly.
What
baruach
is
mefazer? Mefazer means it's spreading it out.
Scattering it.
Eventually.
Even though it's not separating anything.
Okay, that's what we're going to talk about. We have a lot to talk about. We touched on all this yesterday. Yesterday we said galali. We said a lot. But I want to come to maskana, ask him what I feel, and then so be it. Let the chips fall where they may fall, as they say. Huh? Zaire is when you take something and you throw it up into the air. Okay, so shteit nirshami nitazeh. And the Mishnah Berurah says we don't paskin like this. Okay, so do it quickly, Rabbi. They weren't here yesterday. So do it quickly. Come on, come on. Mishnah Berurah, two Mishnah Berurahs. One is that we don't paskin that way, and one he explains what Zaire is. Okay. B'alacha brings from Kiv Eger that this is not the Lamaisa for a few reasons. One is that it's not mivar the psalos from the oichel, and even according to Ramah, it wouldn't be this by water because by maybe only roik, because roik is gedulei karka, comes from Adam. And then the last thing is it's psikresha without kavana. He has no kavana for it. He's not interested in the whole business. Okay. So the first thing is roik. It says beruach. So it has to be to the ruach. All right. So first of all, where there's no ruach in the house, there's nothing what to talk about. So when they discuss aerial sprays, unless you're spraying for bugs in the camp over there, in the outside in the street, there's really nothing what to talk about, right? I don't believe, unless there's next door window, maybe sometimes in a Beis Akise, you open the window. What?
Unless you're calling that itself.
I don't believe in that. I believe that's nonsense. If it's in the bayis. Oh, so a fan I could hear. We'll talk about a fan a little bit later. Efsha, fan. When Efsha mull, you open the window from the bathroom and you spray. That could Efsha, you know, the wind could be. But where there's no wind, I don't really think there's what to talk about. Okay. If there's a fan or if there's a thing, okay, there's what to talk about. Lamaisa, Haroik Beruach does not have not Kli, nor does it have hand. So it's not Kli and not hand. L'chayra, do you need Kli, do you need hand? So the Igle Tal says, I saw it in Sif Hei, I don't know if he quotes it, but the Igle Tal brings down that it becomes a Telda. Kli is the Malacha, the Yad becomes the Telda. Now, does he mean that Reik would be Nichlal and Yad? I don't even know. I could hear that Reik is not necessarily even Nichlal and Yad. Because Yad is the Pshat, it's substituted by the Kli. But Haroik, I mean, no one took the thing in the mouth and spit it up, right? You didn't take the tefillah and put it in your mouth and spit it up. So I would declare that in the Igle Tal Svara, that it's not B'daim L'Mishkan, that we could go one step further and say that since it's not what, even with the Yad, it's less than that, maybe B'chol it's not Chayiv. The Michas Chinutaka says, Zayro, is only Bekli. And he says, then what happens if it's not Bekli? Then it would turn into Bayer. So he says, the Hasra you would have to give would be Bayer. So according to him, L'chayra, Harayikik Beruach would be Chayv, not Mishum Zayr, if anything, it's Chayv Mishum Bayer. What would be the Nafkamina? What would be the I'm saying, again, if anything, I'm saying the problem is you're not Bayer Pesalos Pekaychel. That's the problem of the Bialacha. But whatever it is, Harayikik, right here, it's not Zayr according to Minchas Chedach. The only thing is, the nafkaminus would be when it's not Bekli, not Biyad, if it's Al Bayer, maybe you have the Het of Lalter. Which is Gevaldik. Because it comes out that with the peanut story that everybody's bothering me about, you have a Het of Lalter. As long as it's not Bekli, then you should have the Het of Lalter.
Who's the Lalter if it's a Het when it's Pesalos Pekaychel?
I just told you, if you learn that it's Bayer, what else is it? Because you're learning that's Pesalos Pekaychel. How did we learn Bayer? What stays or what goes? How does it work?
If you blow off something, by pouring, it's one thing. By the sifter, it's another.
If something is in your hand, remember we spoke about whatever's left in the hand might be the what? The Eichel. Right?
Sifter, what stays in the kli, that's the...
And what happens?
Thing that you took out.
So what happens? So let's say I blow away the peanut shells. So maybe it's not called Bayer Pesalos Pekaychel.
I'm saying to pour something out of a kli.
And what's that halacha we learned?
You're pouring out.
A person has many things.
Is the thing that you're being Bayer.
Right. Or maybe if I have it in my hand, then I blow.
I have many things in my hand.
We don't have a tzad of what? I don't see what the problem is. You're not being mafri. You're not taking something out. You're separating, right? You're blowing one thing off the other.
Person has many things.
Could I do Bayer with Bayer blowing the?
I'm asking. That's the shaila. Would there be an issa Bayer in that
case? Of, somebody's sifter.
Why is it not daima?
That's the tachas of the kli, to keep the thing that you don't. Not necessarily.
You're saying here it's closer. It's closer to the. It's closer to being Bayer Pesalos Pekaychel. All right. Whatever it is, are you masking that if it's Al Bayer, then you can have the Het of Lalter?
No, if it's this is nice.
Forget about the peanut case. Are you masking that if it's Bayer, you would have the Het of Lalter?
Okay.
Good? In a case where it's Eichel and Psalus.
It's Eichel Mitei Psalus.
Right. Eichel Mitei Psalus. Here, let's say the heavier thing stays, right? And the light thing goes.
Like in water.
Let's say I blow on something, the light thing goes off, and the light thing is the Eichel, let's say. Okay, you want that case?
Let
me a good example. What about popcorn, maybe? What's popcorn?
Popcorn says nothing.
Who said he speaks about popcorn? Read it. Let me see what he said about popcorn.
Blowing away the popcorn.
I'm not gonna be able to talk. Any words? Okay,
what?
What
the shiloh?
Maybe the popcorn.
The
okay, if you hold it, this is psilus. Popcorn, the kernels. Right? Yeah, the kernels. So you want to blow away?
The
popcorn. Yeah.
Why not?
No, so that would be psilus. But if you don't have the het of laalta, because it's not bayer. On zayir, this is shiloh. You have the het of laalta. That's what I'm trying to tell you. If you learn, yeah. Let me see what he says. No.
Yes, my team, the Naper Altiras Color.
That's what they call it. Popcorn. Matiras. Because of the Het of Lalter, huh? Yes, my team, and it's Eichel Mipsa, because it's Eichel Mipsa. That's not so much this case. Who does he call you from? Where's the Marmikai? Let's say, find me the Marmikai. Okay, find me the Marmikai. Okay, I'll call upon him. Yeah? I just have a different Shiloh. All right? So could you be medayik that Zaira needs a kli? Like popcorn?
Well, I'm looking for it. I'm sorry.
What's tutzachokta? Popcorn. This is what Rabbi is telling us. That's the same svar of Lauter. Okay, good. And he calls that psilus. Right. And I guess I get the peanuts would be the other way around. Okay, good. Now, what happens by the roik lemaisa? By the case of the roik, it disintegrates, or it spreads out. Chayr disintegrates, right? I mean, it doesn't. By tipin shalmayim, if you start throwing tipin shalmayim from a window, what are you going to tell me? It finishes. It becomes finished, no? So why don't you have this cheshbon that we made by Boyer that it has to be Dover Miskayim? Remember we learned Melech Machshavis, that has to be Dover Miskayim. So why isn't there a cheshbon of Zaira? The normal Zaira is Dover Miskayim.
Same shadow with
Chametz. I don't understand the shadow. I was thinking about it all day today. The case of the Chametz, the Magen Avraham brings down, that they take the Chametz and they throw it into the air. Zok the Magen Avraham, your problem with Zaira. I don't understand.
Why
is it you're beating the fire. You want to destroy. You want it to become disintegrated.
Everything with all Chametz.
The whole normal Zaira is for Dover Miskayim. I don't understand that.
Rambam also says this.
That's what I'm saying. So there's a case of Zaira Luach. I was thinking about it. I don't understand. Where is the Dover Miskayim, the Melechus Machshavas?
No, because by then you lose Zaira with the Teva.
Yeah, you walked away with the Teva.
You're doing it for
what are you talking about? Avada, you walked away with the
Even
Tevin.
The thing that you're blowing away.
You walked away with the Tevin. What are you talking about? But if you are Zayu L'Ruach, well, what do you have from it? I don't see it's Dover Shenim Eskayim. What's Hasfud then?
So it's Hagufa. If the Zayra is the Maisa, then
aerial spray. What? No, it's gone.
So punk, look, maybe,
disappeared in there. What do you want?
Right, punk, okay. If maybe Hagufa, it's Marshall Shitasa. If the Yisoid is because Zayra is Tali and the Maisa. So what do I care if
even
you're
in the mice, that's the
government
sky.
Government
yeah,
sky.
Yeah, I once told this to you. I once told this to you.
I
once told this to you. What happens if a person does bayer by taking off the frozen from a challah? We said the kids is nothing. It's a davar shenim eskayim. But the minute you take it off, it's gone.
Because over there, it's the eichel mseilas. Over there, you need a davar eskayim. But stamouts, the mice is zayre. It's the point is not the separation. The point is the bet.
It's a Dov Shem Miskayim. I don't hear it. I'm sorry. Next.
The Maisa Zaira is...
I understand the Maisa Zaira, but in all the Lecha Shabbos, it has to be...
There's no Maisa.
There's no Maisa. It's nothing.
He's not throwing anything out.
Avadi, what are you doing?
But if it disappears,
I mean... Unless
you say... You're doing it actually. You're
doing it
on
purpose.
It's a person? It doesn't have any concrete results.
Unless you say a gevaldi yichidish that the case of mefaza, the case of mefaza taka means it stays, but it stays in little pieces all over the place. It's mefaza and taka release. But by chametz, I don't know. By chametz, you want it to disintegrate. No, isn't that the whole yisayid of the pizur? Chvashtenish went after davar meskay. Anyways, the case of haroikek leruach. Yeah. So my shayla is, was he roikek and then the ruach did it? Or he was takir roikek la ruach? Rabbi Kiv Agus Tzir, he threw out the two things from the window. That's called la ruach? I mean, what is that? Better question.
He has a head to by chametz because it's ein zeriach hazer.
I spoke about Ein Zayrach HaZayrach, that we said yesterday. No, basement, no, that's the sugya of Ein Zayrach HaZayrach. That's where, but I don't see the whole Zayrach in it. By Chomet, you're getting rid of it. What are you doing? Okay.
Why did everybody bring this book all the time?
Because what happened was they were telling me about it yesterday. And I was enthralled that the person wrote on all of Hilchos Shabbos in such a manner. I was taken back by the Keach HaTeira. So now they're bringing it and they're going to use it against me, every word I say. Okay. Just makes the challenge stronger, that's all. You know me, I don't give up. All right, now. You know that yet. You don't know yet. Okay. L'chayra, the Kesar of Kiveger, I want to know, did he throw it out the window? Was it a windy day? Was it not a windy day? Does it make a difference if it's a windy day? Stop, I want to know. Haroikek biruach.
What other one?
Water.
Rabbi Kiveg in the Bialacha. So I want to know. Haroikek biruach. Biruach just means in the air, or biruach means in a wind taka. What if it's not a windy day?
Well, what separates
it? It's 103 degrees outside,
what separates
okay?
One people from the next?
What happens? When you throw something from a 10-floor building, it's going to be because of.
Tipos will separate?
Huh? I know. So that's what I'm asking you. What happens if there's no ruach? What happens?
It's just landing people's feet.
Let me tell you, when you throw something, let me just tell you something. When you throw something from high up, that itself, the fact of the gravity of it destroys it.
Maybe.
Huh?
It's the wind, though.
But it's not wind, a wind.
Right.
It's...
Same thing with the sprays.
With the spray, right. That's what we spoke about, right. It's the pressure of whatever it is, but it's not wind.
It's what wind is.
I don't know. Pressure's wind. Come on. No, come on.
But wind in itself is something.
Wind is something. What do you mean?
The actual tipas.
Okay, so do you remember me speaking about this to you yesterday? Wind, what is it? When? Okay, so this is an Igli Tal, Rabbi Isai. Okay? The Igli Tal says, and Siv Dalit, even if, so I want to declare, could be if there's no wind, then it's takapater. It has to be haga harayikik beruach. See, so the Igli Tal says that even if there was no ruach when you threw it, and the ruach came later, you'd be chayiv. So harayikik beruach doesn't mean that he spit it into the ruach. Well, the thing is, he says a nice chiddush. It has to be that the ruach was a ruach mitzuyah, and that the thing was able to break up in a ruach mitzuyah. But lo yitzur, a crazy wind came, and it was mefazi, it'd be potter, because why would you think that would happen? So harayik beruach is taken that I threw it up into the wind. There's always winds. Memela, I was mechavin that it should taken, the wind should come and break it up. You have a meridig chiddush. You see that you do need a wind according to the Igli Tal.
Rabbi Shiva Egu also says mayim mu'atim.
I know. So mayim mu'atim might not need the wind. Mayim mu'atim might not need the wind.
Mayim mu'atim.
Because who said it's the wind?
No, I'm saying if the aside is because it's coming from a 10-story building and on its way down, it separates. And even mayim mu'atim. Mayim mu'atim sounds like the wind has the kayak
maybe,
to separate it.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. But this is the point. The point is, do you need that there should be a ruach or not? Do you need that there should be a ruach or not? Harayikik beruach means up in the air, or harayikik beruach taka means he spits into the ruach. So if lo yitzui, there's no ruach, then en chanami, it'd be mutter. What's it negel? Let's see the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, v'lo'inu mishachoshes akiva de'ena miskaven l'kach. So I was clearing, what is de'ena miskaven? Does the Eina Miskam Bekach means he doesn't care that it should be Mefuzer? So which means he doesn't care about the Taitzah. Or Eina Miskam means he didn't care about the Ruach. If you learn that he stopped spit it up into the air, so what's Hatas Mitzayra? He wasn't planning on the Ruach, he's Eina Miskam, he stopped spitting. But if you learn that the Pshat is, you first need that there should be a Ruach, and without it there's nothing with the Torah, so the Eina Miskam might be that he's not Mecham for the Pizer. And what was the cheshem why he did it? Maybe he just wants it to be removed. So he throws it into the air, but he not necessarily cared about the pizer.
Then the ruach is important.
And the ruach is important. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You have to know what the nekud of harayi beruach is. If harayi beruach means tami spit in the air, and then it really answers this other kasha. You know, I think it answers Rabbi Kivega also. You threw it, right? You didn't have in mind anything when you threw it out of the window.
That's
it's Einem Mecham B'chlal. In the Ramah, you have to learn the case is that he's Mecham for something. He's Mecham because he was right Beruach. It's not Stam spitting. In the case of the Ramah, he must have had some intention because he was right, not to the floor. He was right to the Ruach. So there's a Cheshbon, right? So he wanted the ruach. The shayla is if he wanted the pizer. Mashay came in Rimki Vegas seer. He threw it out of the window because he wants it out of the window. He wants it not in the house. He didn't throw it to the wind. He threw it down. So maybe when you throw it down, that's not the same case as a reik l'ruach. And now we answer this kasha. What was the kasha of Rimki Vegas? It's leinechale. It's not true. You can't say it's leinechale. You can't say that. He had a kavon.
Why?
He was Roik Beruach. Who is Roik Beruach? You explain to me why a person would do that?
He
likes the wave, so then he has a kavanah.
Well, he doesn't want to be in one spot. He was stam spitting? We're saying that he was doing it specifically to Ruach.
Yeah, that's what I want to say. You don't like it, you don't have to like it.
All
I'm saying is that the Lashon of Haroid Beruach, it has to be that he's doing it for a cheshbon, and it's Beruach. He was taka, unless you say Beruach just means in the air. Does the translation Beruach mean Ruach wind? Oh, no, maybe Ruach just means in the air. Haroid Beruach, stop spitting in the air. But that's what it means. It can mean. Because the Ruach is essential in the Shaila. I agree with you, and if all I'm trying to say is Efsha. Efsha Kemizogin Del Pshat. Fine. I could hear that it can mean the same thing when it says a Reikik Baruch.
Or Reikik La Ruach.
Okay, now you're getting so technical that even it's too much for
that
me.
That would be worse.
Because La Ruach. Right. Baruach means, right. Here it's Baruch Stam in the Valterage.
Happens to be in the wind.
First time tonight he's masculine. That's it. I'm winning him over little by little. I'm winning him over.
Carrying?
Huh? That's the Bialacha. Bialacha says the Shaila is more carrying. The Shaila is not the Shaila of Cyrus. I need Bialacha right here.
If you agree that Ruach means.
Okay, what you tell me?
So
with
Ruach means a direction.
Wow.
Since when does love rock mean with the
very technical, no? That's it. That's the Kiddush. That the Ruach Mesayasa doesn't. That's the Kiddush. That's the Kiddush of the Bialach. Kiveg. That's the Kiddush. Okay. Now the Shaila becomes the confetti. So what? Before you attack me, he says what? He says it's usher. Yes. Okay.
What's confetti?
You know that whole Sefer Bahar?
No, they looked at it last night to attack me today. This was a premeditated attack.
I don't have pictures of Bahar.
The pictures, it's even better because you can present it as evidence. You know, here, picture number one. Exhibit A, Exhibit B. Exhibit A, Exhibit B. That's it. They're coming to attack me. Okay, I could withstand it. You're masculine. I'm saying good. The books ruin everything. That's what happens. Okay. So he said what confetti you said was is usher or mutter? Usher. Okay, so I say it's mutter. Why do I say it's mutter?
Because he said it's usher.
No, because I said it was mutter last night before you told me it was usher. What was the cheshmin? It's olaycha. What are you talking about? What's that? Maybe the Bialacha says you need afrodas oichel ipsailis. And could be ipsailis, afrodas ipsailis might be a problem. But there's a problem of being mafred oichel from oichel. What's sad? That's a
that's
if it's
oichel. Huh?
That's what I'm saying. If it's fire. You don't have the heter of. Oh, so I don't know if that's that. I hold it is Gedulei Karka. Paper's Gedulei Karka. Comes in trees. And I was clearing. I have a shaila. Here, I bring it down over here. There's a shaila I wanted to ask you. I wanted to see it. Here, Niyar is Gedulei Karka. Laya Dualim, Adayanasim Eitzim. I don't know if they still make it from trees. They still make it from trees? I don't know, there's different papers, I think. There's different papers. I knew that. In the back of my mind, I read that somewhere.
The confetti is cool.
You know how they make paper? It's from trees, you know. You didn't know that?
It's
like
right?
The confetti
is cool,
yeah.
But it's
a shame. It's only Tzvayim. It's Tzvayim. It's in Tzurim. Tzvayim. Different lollipops, Tzvayim, different colors. We learned this. Is that Shteminim? I can't. Don't tell me you forgot where we lived to. Oh, he wasn't here. Oh, he wasn't here that shit. Tzvayim. Okay, you popped it. Okay.
Avoicious lollipops.
You can come back on the witness.
I taped it.
Avoicious lollipops.
I heard it.
Avoicious lollipops. It's the same taste. But it has a what you call it. No, it's just different tzvayim.
Same bad taste.
Thanks, Tess.
I remember the joke.
I'm sorry. Good to Zach. Do tzvayim make we sign it? Maybe not.
Yeah,
the shayla is in tashmish maybe in shtei minim in shem. If it's just two colors, no one's gonna say I'm Macbeth. I wanted to fall on me the red part of the confetti, and I don't want the blue part of the confetti to fall on me.
He was here.
Who cares what he said? What do you want from me?
He said the story just for you.
He says that's gonna be my new thing now. He says, what should I?
You read it there.
He wasn't here.
The lollipops.
The lollipop was the day before.
Yeah.
I heard that. He was not here that day.
He gave the shear. The rub was like, he did not go.
With the tzura? Do you remember the tzura, Chela?
I can't. Yeah.
Okay, so what does he want? What does he want? There are two minim, so I don't think. He wants two minim. I don't think he's right. It's a different svayim. The kids, I hold his butas. You hold his saucer. Okay, next. Now. Peanuts, yeah? Peanuts.
What's the dedication? Just throw.
Throw confetti in the house. Drainish can cup. There's nothing wrong.
There's no ruach cup.
The wind might come. Oh, the wind might come. So if you throw it in the backyard, you have a birthday party. Vaften confetti. So it's mutter awesome.
What's the answer to this whole thing of the, isn't Zara, you're separating the chaff from the thing? And
correct. And the answer is you see that the Ramah holds not like that.
Because
the
Shem
Yerushalmi, the spinning case.
So what's Pshah and the Ramah of Shem Yerushalmi?
So I'm just telling you, even in the Ramah's case, there's a pizur here. There's a reason to make...
What's separating the spit from what?
Right, the spit from the pieces, different pieces of spit. Different pieces of spit.
But here,
you want to get more technical than that? I don't think I could go there. It's obviously a little more technical because you're not separating one spit from, you're separating different parts of the spit.
Well, you're saying it's all one thing.
Look at that flavor instead of zero.
That's
a tie. It's my mark, it's a shulchan.
I don't know what that is. Who's that? It's the Chassidish right, Reb Chaim No. What's the Chassidish? I think it's Reb Chaim No. Must be Reb Chaim No. I don't know. I can't help you with that. Okay. Now, Baitnim. Okay. What about the peanut? Okay, so the kids, I'm allowed to be, that I'm okay with? Okay. Baitnim.
He's allowed to argue on the road.
He's allowed. Everyone's even...
Even
a ninth grader could argue with me. There's no problem. It's all Torah. When you love Torah, it's all good. It's all good. Every word is good. Remember how Reb Shmuel, yeah, you saw Reb Shmuel used to argue in learning, remember? Shmuel Birnbaum. Used to chase people around the... You know, no,
used to what? Chase people?
Rav Shechta's son told me he learned by Reb Yudel Bakst. And Reb Yudel's father and Reb Leib and Reb Shmuel used to fight in learning. Unbelievable. There's even a tape that the Olam has. They put out a tape.
In the hospital.
It was in the hospital, the picture?
I don't know, but I heard of Meister once when they were together in the hospital.
Yeah, nothing. They were pushing, killing each other, pushing, fighting, throwing things at each other. It was a tremendous. The kids
are.
Yeah. So the kids of Reb Shmuel Birnbaum came and said a shit by Reb Yudel Bakst. He was running around the bina. Mamish, they were chasing each other. It was Meister in front of the whole yeshiva. So. Reb Shmuel, this is, he told me, this is the son that was there, he told me that Reb Shmuel said, Ich meg sagen, as das war in Beichen bis Medisch. So Reb Yudel Bakst said, Nein, nicht masken. Tosche sagen, as das war in Beichen bis Medisch. No, Reb Yudel said it. Reb Shmuel was gewaltig. Okay. When I was in the Mir in the Mir Minyan, so he was learning the what's his name again? Anshel Weinhuis with Zimmerman, the Moyel, the old Moyel Zimmerman, and the caterer Zlatnik, I think his name was the caterer, whatever. They were all Miras. They were killing each other. There was nobody in the Smedrish. I would sit in the back over there. He would come. The Rashi from Tver Salimalas. What's his name? Goodman? He would sit there. I would sit in the back, and those would sit in the front. And they were yelling and screaming. And Bar Park, the beard minion. All of a sudden, one of them said a swara, and the other one gives him a zog. Schweig! Retz wie a bis Yankiv Mädel! So he answers back to him, Du schweig! Als was geschwiegen, wird mir nicht gewusst, dass du weißt nicht. Jetzt hast du jetzt weiß man, dass du weißt nicht. Now we know you don't know. Das war mir wichtig. For years they would learn like this. All right. Anyways, the peanuts. Okay, so he says that the peanuts is also, I think the peanuts is mutter, and I'll tell you why. First of all, Who said the peh?
Well, you're blowing the...
You're blowing the peanut shells. Okay, so I don't know if the peh is zayrach. I don't know if there's such a thing as... Elamite the rach. Okay. Elamite the mishtabura. The mishtabura might be talking about merake. It might be talking about something completely different. That mishtabura. You have to see the mishtabura. Right? We did it yesterday. Mishtabura says that the case of with the hands... But what could you do? You could do it with yaday achas, but b'shtei yadayim, you can't do it. B'shtei yadav, you can't do it. So everybody speaks that it has nothing to do with blowing, except for the Mishtabur, and he tells me the Gleit Tal. All right, could be. The hainu l'dab b'shtei yadav k'achas, v'lika b'shneim ulin nafeach. So the nafeach is mashma that you're blowing. So the problem becomes zayra. Who said maybe the problem is b'yir g'ach v'yizach? Zion. So I show him that the Aruch HaShulchan says clearly it's biyad liyad, it has nothing to do with blowing, and enachanami, the blowing would be mutter. So I say, shtetach klar in Aruch HaShulchan. The Rav Shulchan Aruch brings this down also, biyad liyad, and you don't see one word about blowing. The second thing I want to tell you is that when the Mishtabura speaks about miyad liyad, right? What's the case of miyad liyad? That it's ein nachin. What's his case? Does it have anything to do with wind? Does it have anything to do with it's just the shaking of it, right? It's the shaking, which means it could be even from close. So what's the case like? I mean, how do you learn the two cases? One is he's menafeach, and the other one is from miyad liyad. I mean, one is about neficha, and the other one is about niur. I mean, it's how does it fit together, Bechlal? I mean, it's like he's jumping from one sugya to the next. One is zayra. You have the mishtabura. I mean, how would you read this mishtabura, Bechlal? One problem is zayra, and then from zayra he goes. But to do it, v'huad din the miyad li achaverto. I mean, that's niur. So maybe the whole thing is niur.
He's not focusing on the
mocha,
he's focusing on the...
I'm saying, what do you want? I mean, here, I'll tell you what I'm trying to get at. What happens if a person does a biyad echad? This is the case, biyad echad is mutter. So what's the lashon of the mechaber biyad echad? The lashon of the mechaber is, el menafe biyadai. Achas b'chol koichai. So what was that? What's the story? Give me the story. You're shaking. So that has nothing to do with wind, right? So what happens if I taka did wind? I threw it up into the air. That's what I asked you yesterday. I don't know. If let's see, it has to do. I taka menafe b'yad echod. I throw it up into the air. I mean, that would be regular zayra. That should be regular zayra. Huh? It should be, yeah, regular zayra.
It's definitely much more diamond than regular.
It's much more diamond, but where's the ruach? When you throw something up in the air, right, and it becomes dislodged and the fuzzer, it's because of the ruach shabai. It's because of the mir shabai. It comes back down. I didn't see, but what it has to do with ruach? It's not the ruach. Which part of this is ruach except for neficha? In the mishtabura, besides for neficha, that you blew on it. I mean, this has nothing to do with ruach, right? Unless maybe, yeah, maybe there would be an iser biyad echad to throw it up in a way that it tackled the ear.
Why does everybody in the mishtabura use lashon nafeach?
Huh?
When the mechaber uses lashon menafeach.
So what do you? I told you this. I don't know, but that's what the mishtabura does. For some reason, the Mishtabur decided to stick the word menapeach in there. I mean, you say it's an igli tal. It has nothing to do with this halacha, really. This halacha could be learned either way. This halacha could be learned that with two hands it's normal, one hand is with a shinui, and therefore it's mutter. Okay, but I'm asking, what would be if it's one hand, not from, or from one hand to another has something to do with going through the air, and the air is shaykh to it? I'll tell you why I'm asking. If you have a hat, and the hat is dirty, so there's a few ways how you could clean it. You can clean it with a brush, which you now do on Shabbos. Or you could clean it to flick it, right? Or some other shinui. Or, exactly. What are you allowed to do that? He's going to look at his book. What do I do with that book?
He speaks about Sfarim, blowing dust off.
Oh, he speaks about blowing dust. See, I beat you on that one. See, I got the hat. The hat I like better. Why haste this is the thing blowing. So first of all, he talked about the Gedulei Karka. I wasn't sure if dirt is called Gedulei Karka.
He brings mutter by these things. Because he's not Mechavim. Yish matim pech ruch pival avak shimunach al sefer yashon.
Yeah.
Hechur shimachavim rak lasi avak min al sefer in Mechavim jiz pazir. Sounds like otherwise it would be a problem.
And why is it no bayer? Because it's not shteiminim, it's not attached, it's...
And it's nice.
Now, but what about the what you call Gedulei Karka? Is Avak called Gedulei Karka?
The separation later.
I wasn't sure if Avak is called Gedulei Karka.
The separation later is not Nikri.
What do you mean?
Well, getting it off the safer is Nikri, but the separation
where it comes later.
Okay, can I have this and I'll tell you what I'm going to pass it? You ready?
Fine.
I held something very interesting. If you go and you blow it, right? So there you have the Svaris of the Aruch HaShulchan. But let's say you take it with one hand. And it's not the near Shabbai, but it's the wind. Maybe
Chaifus.
I can't say one word. Yeah, so what does he say? Who's the Machlaikis between who and who?
So the Machlaikis earlier, by the Zarech Hazar, by the Chomet. Same Machlaikis like by the Chomet.
Yeah, but
how? And if it's
yeah, forget about Zayach HaZayr, but I want to know Lamaisa. In other words, like this, it would be a... This is what I want time. You take it like this. So that's the near, it's not the ear. But let's say I go like this, through the ear, or I go up and down, which has something to do with the ear, maybe with Takabiyos. So for example, if I took a hat or something...
What's taking it off?
Huh?
What's taking it off, the ear or when it lands?
I don't know. That's what I'm telling you. It depends. When you go like this to a jacket, it could be that it's the Nior, or it could be the wind. If it's the Nior Shabbai, then it'll be Mutter. If it's the wind Shabbai, then it might become us.
You're saying when you do it very close, there's not enough ear.
It's not about the ear. Now, what about Gedulei Karka? Is it Gedulei Karka Avak? It's often considered Gedulei Karka.
They don't say it's Mutter for that reason.
But is,
yes,
I want to know.
He does.
He says that it's considered
cow,
why?
Karka.
Karka. So then what's the stone?
Avak.
So what do you do with stone? I don't understand.
You can't be shown she is some one him, shame, bushe, karka, shotaku,
or something. Avak.
Avak is.
You talk about karka,
not
avak.
No, but avak is the same thing. It comes from somewhere. Now, where does it come from?
Actually, someone told me that most of the dust comes from dead skin.
Okay, so this is interesting. See, now you finally got me interested. Mm-hmm. This is really what a big part of what I want. It's amazing because you know, the two things I wanted from tonight to ask you about paper and to ask you what exactly is dust. I don't know what dust is.
Dead skin.
That's what he says.
Dust is dead skin, and Adam is called Gedulei Karka, so maybe it could be considered Gedulei Karka. Does he have that Adam? Write it down in the book. Go be Mitzayan.
Shalotesis.
I wasn't sure what Adam is. I don't know.
Adam
is
Gedulei Karka?
Huh?
Adam is Gedulei Karka?
Adam is Gedulei Karka. We learned it. No?
He says, the Inam is Shein Afu Karka, then Gedulei Karka with a Zayro. He says mutzman afecha avak, and he puts in parentheses shabame afar.
I don't know where it comes from. The avak that we have on Svarma.
I'm saying you could have dust from other things besides afar for sure.
Right.
Sawdust. There are many times, tons of them.
So I don't know. So let's say you have dust on a sefer. Where is that? That's from the earth.
Not from dead skin.
But one thing for sure, if you call that Gedulei Karka, I check Meitu with the rocks. I'm sorry to tell you.
What's a rock?
Call what? What? Offer
Ali? Yeah.
Is there like an accumulative? Write
that
down.
One is I don't know where Ava comes from, and base I check Meitu with the rocks.
What's
the
rock?
We just said a Svara that by rocks, right? Rocks is not called. I said that rocks is rocks called Gedulei Karka.
What's the case?
Huh? The pebbles, when you have pebbles in food, is that called Gedulei Karka?
See, I don't know, because he's making sushtel over here.
And
Igle Tal says by Teichen, and as far as that by Teichen, there were certain types of Samonim that they just take these types of dirt and ground them up and made them into certain
rocks.
I hear, but if you look at the word gedulei karka, that was the shiloh we had. Pebbles are called gedulei karka.
In
every zayra, what do you do with zayra?
That's what we're saying. That's your kick gedulei karka. Could be the svar is because that was the types of things that you did.
Taychanan.
No, but the bayir has to be
if
up between.
The zayir in the Mishkan was not on what? For us, then.
Did Zera say what?
The shail is what's called gedulei karka. That becomes the question.
Let's say stored not gedulei karka. So, let's say zayir is not stored not gedulei karka, but the food is gedulei karka. Why is that enough?
Because I asked him a pashta kasha. How come by bayir doesn't have to be gedulei karka? Mashen Kane zayir has to be gedulei karka. Why? Pashta kasha. So he came and said a cheshbon that by Zaira, Zaira the pebbles.
By Bayer.
Huh?
By Bayer.
By Bayer.
It wasn't pebbles.
It was pebbles. What?
Zaira was.
Zaira was
a pebble. Right, by Bayer was pebbles. And pebbles is not called gedulei karka. But if it comes from rocks, where does it come from, pebbles?
Rocks.
He tells me, because that's called karka, not called gedulei karka. That's what the shtickle tire you said. So avak is not called gedulei, it's called the kol karka. So make up your mind. I fell, you see? Checkmate. You think only he could bother me? I could bother him too back. Okay. Now, another chesh I want to tell you with the peanuts. The L'chayri have the heter of La'alta, but you say it's psilus. Huh? I'll tell the kids, I want to show you why I'm upset about the sefer. And I'll tell you why. Because you came and I let it go in the beginning.
You bought it already.
No, you could buy it. I'm sure he's a big Talmud Chacham. I'm just playing it out. But L'maisa, if you take a look, you came and gave me a whole shtickel Torah that the peanuts is psilus matei chayichel, yeah? Peanut shells, Rabbi Isa, is not psilus. And anybody who says that doesn't know what he's talking about. It's mefurish halacha. Let's take a look clearly in Shulchan Aruch. Vav. Okay? The Ramon Vav. Take it out. Don't sit with that sefer there. You say, well, sit with the Mishnah Berurah of us. I'll give you a first.
It really took it to take the dust off.
It's under the paper right here.
Now I'm going to show you
maybe
why.
Maybe he's not there.
Do me a favor, read it. Please read it. Took my table. Read the Ramah. Could you read
which
the Ramah?
Ramah?
Ramah Vav. Yeah? Yeah, what's the case? Come on, guys. You're talking about nuts over there. You're taking off the things from the nuts, yeah?
Later, right? B'yesh Mahmir.
B'yesh Mahmir?
In also part to our guys.
Luzim is beans, lentils. Lentils, guys, is nuts.
Luzim or hazelnuts, huh?
Hazelnuts will always be hazelnuts. Go ahead, no, the kids, beans and nuts. Go ahead, no. Read the Mishnah Berurah. Which peel are we talking about? Go ahead. No. Okay. Go ahead.
Plus, I'm a Yeruka.
Okay.
It's
Yeruka.
What
is one? The Mishnah Berurah. He says there's different peels. No, Zag the Mishnah Berurah. So you have to be careful of Bayer. Go ahead. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's not true. No.
Okay.
And he talks about which peel. Again, but you were the one who was telling me that that's called psilos mitay chayichel, and that's why it's awesome. Did you not tell me that? Did you not tell me that popcorn is chayichel mitay psilos, but the bite name is psilos mitay chayichel? It's not true. It's not true.
It technically is. It's just that there's a separate hat to take an eichel.
But that's what it is. What do you want from my life? It's mutter. It's just the vils. He says clearly to peel on top of the peanut.
To peel it off. The rough case of the case. The peel's off already. It fell off. And I'm
down. Okay, so that I was thinking. It could be. I'm not sure. I don't know. But one thing for sure. To blow them off the peel. It's just a clear. It's not called psalm teich eichel. It's just the vils. I don't know
what the picture is off already, I think.
Oh, that's in the picture off.
I'm getting better and better.
Kevin would die.
Okay. Let's finish.
What about the heads of peeling stamina?
Huh? I'm telling you!
Avanda,
that's what it is. It's peeling and it's the oil, it's on top. This was a real with the bite.
But if it's peeled off already, it's peeled off already. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. All right, so maybe. So write it down. You're right.
It sounds like over here it's now Asmin Atayra. Because by the first two Digmois, it says Asmin Atayra, Asmin Atayra. By this one,
okay, I rebuke him in his safe. I'm going to go crazy from it. Okay.
Yeah, I'm saying maybe the
title of
the Ramah. Right. Bite
him.
Bite him is Mutzah. No, we say only his mixture is awesome.
Okay, Rabbi said tonight was fun. This put away because we're not going to learn a word like this. Schita, we're starting Sunday. Okay, that's it. All right, it's Hashem's.